There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, you're listening to me, Liz Earle, with another episode of Wellness with Liz Earle. And today our focus is on fitness, and who better to be talking with here than someone who has been named one of Time Magazine's most influential people on the internet. Her Bikini Body Guide, or BBG, fitness workout program has been hailed a worldwide movement with a Facebook following of 16 million. And over 8 million on Instagram. She is Kayla, I'm going to get this wrong, Itsenas, she's nodding, an Adelaide native who began her astonishing career after frustration that the workouts being shown to women just weren't showing good enough results. So she researched her own and shared them online, building the incredible empire that goes under the hashtag BBG. Kayla, it's really good to talk to you.
Hello.
And I thank you for correcting me or making sure that I got your pronunciation right, because you're Australian, but you're native Greek. Is that right? Is that your,
correct.
That's
yes.
your heritage.
Yes.
So how did you start in this amazing world and building up this incredible following for fitness?
I started off in a women's only personal training centre, actually, training clients there. I noticed that the way that they were training, they weren't getting the results they wanted in terms of how they felt. So they weren't feeling empowered, they weren't feeling confident. So then I moved on to do mobile personal training, where I was my own boss. I got to train women from all over Adelaide, which was fantastic, and I trained them with minimal equipment. Mm-hmm. And then I started up my own studio and started training clients, I guess, with the equipment that I wanted them to train on to make them feel empowered, so they were able to do things like weights, big box jumps. And
so taking
yeah.
them out of the gym and
yeah.
into a home environment. And this was when? How long ago was this? Did you start?
Oh, 2000. I've been a personal trainer since 2009. I guess I started my own sort of stuff in 2011, 2012, and then released, and when I say my partner Toby and myself, our first ebooks in 2014.
So you were definitely a sort of early adopter on the whole social platform.
Yeah, definitely in fitness.
What was your first foray into that? Were you, because you're obviously big on Instagram, was that kind of something that really helped to amplify your message?
When was I big on Instagram? Me, I'm big on Instagram. I started
yeah.
off with nothing.
You started, but you started. Is that what helped to build where you are
yeah,
now?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, using social media helped to build where we are now, and it grew really organically, which is really good for us. So we started off with 200 followers and ended up at 8 million when it was really, it's been from 2014 to 2017 and still growing. So
what was your first post? What did you first
post? It was actually my
Instagram?
Dog. It was my dog. Just a post of my dog. And then just a post of one of my clients, Maddie. She had a really good transformation and a really good story, and yeah, it grew from there.
So people like seeing that. It's the before and after.
Yeah, they
it?
Love that instant, I guess we all love it. We love seeing rooms cleaned or body transformations or clothing transformations or makeup transformations. We love transformations in general. Mm. So being able to see that. And there wasn't much of that. There wasn't many transformations on Instagram. So we were one of the first, and it was really good.
And now with the BBG, how quickly can people see those transformations, would you say?
It's more of an internal thing, so it's more something like you will do a workout and you'll feel really empowered, you'll feel really good, feel really motivated to do another workout. And I guess women start, it depends, you start seeing results from the first week or 2 weeks in to 8 weeks and then 12 weeks.
Mm-hmm. And what would you start with? So you're taking women out of gyms necessarily, which can be quite male, can't they? They can be quite kind of heavy duty.
Not anymore.
Black and steel.
They used to be. I feel like gyms now, I feel women are taking over gyms now, more women are working out in gyms. I'm sort of taking women more out of their comfort zones, so they're able to go into a gym or they're able to work out at home or work out at the beach without feeling I guess, insecure about it. Mm. And you feel like people are looking at them.
And what about weights? Because weights, I think, I'm seeing certainly on Instagram more women lifting weights.
Is that something you encourage? I think it's fantastic. Yes, I lift weights myself. I love it. It makes me feel strong and really confident. And I feel like women should lift weights and not be scared of weights. Because back in the day, it was, oh, I don't want weights to make me bulky. And that's not the case at all.
We don't want to be weight lifters.
We don't want to. And it takes, and for people who are hearing this, and I don't know if people know how much effort and work it takes to become a bodybuilder. I have so much respect for those people because they are training hours and hours. They're eating a certain way. They're training a certain way. And they're training to look a certain way. And for them, that's how they want to look. And we say, oh, I don't want to turn into a bodybuilder. And that's... It's not going to happen. No.
And presumably they're also fueled on supplements and protein powders, and
there's lots of things that some of them take supplements, some of them don't. Mm-hmm. But it's like I said, it's a special way of eating and it's a special way of training. And a lot of people, if you're going to make that your job or your career, if you're mm-hmm. competing, that's hours and hours that women don't have to look that way.
No, definitely not. So what kind of weights should we be doing then if we want to use weights as part of our fitness and for toning up and shaping? What do you suggest?
I think just incorporating weights in your...
You're talking about dumbbells here, about the physical...
Yeah, it could be dumbbells, it could be machines. So my first program was just things like dumbbells and bars, and now it's more machine weights. So you just incorporate them. So for example, I do things like... I'll do a leg press, I'll do 15 of, and then I'll hop off the machine and I'll do a sumo squat, which is just my body weight. So just incorporating weights into our training.
So doing some kind of squat that you could do at home with no machinery, that's still going to give you that same weight-bearing exercise?
Yes, so we have women who actually get water jugs, fill them up with water and hold them as weights and do their weighted squats then, and then drop the water jugs and then do their body weight squats. So it's the same sort of pressure that you're feeling. You've got the weights on you and you're still able to get good results.
And what about push-ups? Is that going to do the same for your upper body?
Push-ups are fantastic. There's other ways to do push-ups. So you do a normal push-up on the ground on your knees, or you do one on your toes, and then you actually can elevate your legs on a couch or on a chair and do a push-up that way, and it gives you more weight. So you've got even more. There's ways to do exercises everywhere.
And talking about push-ups leads me on to ask you about burpees.
Yes.
Now, burpees is not some kind of gastric disorder. It's some gym technique. It looks a bit like a push-up. It looks terrifying because you then jump your legs in towards your hands. Is that right?
So you jump your legs in towards your hands.
What's the point of a burpee?
It works your full body.
Okay.
So it's jumping, it's working your legs, it's working your arms.
It's
working
nothing hard.
It's very hard because it works everything. So it works everything at once, and that's why it is one of the hardest exercises.
How can we build up to do? I mean, I quite fancy being able to do burpees, but they terrify me. If you're a beginner like me for something like that, what would you do? Would you just start like with one and think, that's fine, next time I'll do two?
I wouldn't even start with one. I would completely change the burpee and... step through it. So I would put my hands on the ground, step my feet back one at a time, step my feet back in one at a time, then stand up, and then just stand on my tippy toes, not even jumping. And then you can do the step back in, and then maybe add a little jump, and then you can jump back and step back in, and then add a jump. So work up to the actual burpee, and then start doing one, and then two, and then three.
Okay.
So,
do you know, I might just try that.
Yes.
I might just try that. I'm interested to know, in your experience, what impact you think exercise and fitness has on our mental health as well as our physical well-being.
I think it has a big impact on our mental health. Working out. This is something that I found with my clients. They feel better. They are more confident. They're feeling more happy. And this is just my own personal experience with my clients. And I can just only imagine what other people feel all around the world when they work out. So I think it's really good for us.
So in terms of fitness, are you very regimented? Does it have to be a daily thing?
No, in terms of actually just even working out, it should be just something like as simple as a walk. Just putting your shoes on, putting some music in your ears and going for a walk. You walk 15 minutes one way, you walk 15 minutes back, and that can be a workout. And I would say I work out 6 times a week, but I only actually go to the gym and do a high-intensity workout or a weights workout 3 times a week for 28 minutes. And the rest of the days, I'm just walking.
Okay. So 28 minutes, 3 times a week, yes. And that's the real tough stuff.
That's the tough stuff.
That's your weights and your burpees.
Yeah. And then the rest is just walking.
So half an hour a day.
Yeah, just walking. I walk on 6 kilometres per hour, so 4 miles per hour, I think it is.
Okay, yeah, that sounds about right. So, I mean, I think these gadgets, do you wear gadgets or do you recommend
I have an
the
Apple Watch. So you've got one on,
yeah,
I can
yeah,
see,
I have
and
one
you've
too.
Got yours, so mm-hmm. I've got mine on, and I use that as well, so I love it.
Just having some kind of...
it's a good way to like show you, so this is my activity. I didn't have my, you know what, I actually didn't have this on when I was walking this morning.
Isn't that so annoying? When you, I did exactly the same thing. I did go for a run this morning and then I realised I didn't have my watch on to tell me. Even though I knew I'd done it, I kind of wanted a machine to validate it.
That's right, you want to close your rings. So, yeah.
Close your rings, that's a very good one.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I want to ask you about your favourite go-to exercise, because you obviously travel a lot. So you're here in London now and you're not travelling with any equipment. Do you do things, or do you bring things with you that you can't be without?
So I've got my ankle weights with me, which is really cool.
Do you walk with those?
No, I do my ab exercises with them.
Why do you do your ab exercises with ankle weights?
Because I think I've got to a point now where I'm able to do that. So I feel it more, and it's a bit of a, I guess it's harder for me. It's kind of like adding weights to your arms, adding weights to your legs, I'm adding weights to my abdominal muscles, so I use it to do my weight training with, and then I just use the treadmill, just like my walks.
Yeah,
so I'm walking every day.
And I know, because I'm here with you, looking at some of the things that you've got in your travel pack that you've come from Australia. You've got quite an interesting kind of cocktail of things that you have first thing in the morning. Talk me through these greens. Well, they're called Pharma Greens.
Yeah, so it's just a greens powder. I'll pick it up for you. So
we've got stuff in it.
Yeah, so it's got like, well, you can read some of it.
Yeah, what have we got here? We've got all sorts of different powders, alfalfa, apple fiber, wheatgrass,
barley,
oat fiber,
yeah, it's
barley,
like all
pura,
the good stuff, beetroot, all the good stuff that you would want to put in your body is in this greens powder. So I mix that with a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar and then some turmeric.
Yeah. Well, both things that I'm big into. I mean, I've written about apple cider vinegar for gut health. And is gut health a big thing in Australia? Are people very aware of probiotics? And
Well, people are getting more aware, I guess. I'm not sure if it's a big thing here. I'm hoping it is, and I'm hoping more people... I hope this is sort of the trend that people start to realise that we don't need things like Panadols or painkillers, and we don't try and mask our pain with prescription medication or medication in general, just over the counter. We try and actually work on our body from the inside, so work on our gut health and work on drinking more water and work on stretching more to eliminate some of the pains that we may have during the day.
And why do you take turmeric? Is that a particular thing?
I feel like that's a really good I guess anti-inflammatory as well, like a really natural one. So,
but it has been proven. I mean, the studies are there to back it up.
Well, there you go.
I think with a lot of, you know, kind of some of these sort of superfoods, for use of a better word, that kind of pop out of nowhere, you think, really, does that, you know, does the science stack up behind it? But you know, turmeric. They're even looking at it for helping to shrink certain types of cancer tumours, and there have been many clinical studies to show that. So, it's, you know, it's kind of early days with it. But, of course, for many cultures, it's not early days. You know, the Indians have been using it in their cuisine for thousands of years. Is there anything that you bring in from your Greek heritage that you've kind of imported from Australia? And you're using things like olive oil?
Olive oil is my go-to. So I actually have olive oil on toast in the mornings.
Do you know, I have that too.
Do you?
Yeah, I have it with avocado and olive oil.
Really? So I've been having...
It's almost addictive.
Yes, it is. And we want it, everyone look forward to it. So it's, I have a sourdough toast with olive oil. I have cut up tomatoes and some olives, actually.
There you go. And is there anything that you don't eat? Because so many people are into, you know, using that dreadful word clean eating or excluding or free from foods. What do you think about, you know, having great big bowls of pasta?
I love that.
Genuinely?
Yeah, I...
You're not just saying that.
No, I love pasta. I'm Greek, so... And I would love... I actually will reach over to my phone right now and I'm going to send... I'm going to show you. I know you guys can't see it, but I'm going to show you what my partner sent me today. You tell the people what you can see in this photo. So this is the dinner that my grandma has cooked us.
That is a very large bowl of spaghetti.
Yes, and there's some...
With some parmesan and some bread. Looks like some garlic bread. And some phyllo pastry puffs.
Yes.
Okay, that's a lot of carbs. And there's a tiny bit of green... What is that? Green? This is a tiny bit of lettuce.
This is lettuce.
On the side.
And this is cucumber that's grown from my garden. So it's just...
Oh, fab.
Yeah, so that's what we'll have for dinner. So I don't cut out anything.
So is that because of your fitness you're able to balance it, that you can work it off?
Yeah, so people say, you know, is it 20% this and 80% this? Mm. And I always say it's 100% of both, but not 100% strict of both, 100%
in terms of food and fitness.
Yeah, so it's like, what is the percentage of food to working out? And I always just say, just balance both of them. Balance your workouts to fit your lifestyle, balance your food to fit your lifestyle. Mm. I'm never going to say no to my grandma's food.
No, well, nor should you. It looks like that. What I love about your recipes, and you've got them in your book, is the way that you look at the whole day. And I think that's quite interesting. You've got some beautiful spreads, double page spreads, where you've laid out the whole day and you can see at a glance everything that you're going to eat. And it might be, you know, some amazing kind of porridge or avocado on toast or, you know, all the sort of really delicious things that you can start with.
Mm, and a day on a plate.
That's a really good way of looking at it, because I think, I'm busy like so many people I know who'll be listening today, and I tend to race from one meal to the other without really having that step back overview of what is today going to look like food wise. You know, how is it going to nourish me and sustain me through the day? Yes, of course, I plan what I'm going to have for lunch, or I'm, you know, thinking ahead to supper, but not necessarily about thinking the whole day in one picture.
Yeah, and we tend to forget, like, we go a whole day and we think we're like, oh, I haven't had enough water, but it's like, have you had enough greens? Like, have you had enough fruits? Have you had, like, we talk about macronutrients being like, oh, your protein, your carbs, your fat, but what about your micronutrients? What about your vitamins? What about your minerals? Have you had enough of those? So it sort of takes the hard work out for you and does it for you.
Mm. So you're a meat eater, meat and fish?
I eat everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
Excellent. Very well balanced.
Yes.
I think that's the secret, don't you, to kind of staying... Otherwise, you feel deprived and you stop. I mean, have you found that with your clients when you presumably used to do, you know, many more one-to-ones with personal clients?
I found more that they would cut out foods because they thought they were negatively impacting them. So they would cut out things like carbs, or they would go gluten-free, or, you know, and they didn't actually have celiac disease. They didn't actually have, and, you know, celiac disease is very, very, it's a very serious thing. So for them, you know, they've got to really watch what they eat. And it's like, for people, you can't... I think that you shouldn't just cut out gluten because you think it's going to be beneficial for you.
I've absolutely, totally agree with what you say. And it does concern me. I don't know whether you have this in Australia, but certainly in the UK, there's this huge increase in the free-from sector. And if you go into a supermarket, you'll see an aisle where it says free-from foods, as if it's a good thing. You know, free from gluten, free from lactose, whatever. And actually, yes, of course, you know, you can get intolerances and they maybe cause a bit of bloating. But what is causing that bloating? You know, for me, it's all about, well, let's try and unlock that and address better gut health. And then you can go and have your big bowls of pasta and your, you know, phyllo pastry and everything, rather than just kind of give up and say, actually, you know, I'm going to go free from for the rest of my life.
Because at the end of the day, what are you really eating?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to really work out. Like, if you're eating free from this and free from that and free from this, and there's actually preservatives and ways to actually remove the gluten.
That's very processed.
Yeah, so it's like lactose-free milk. Like, there is a process to remove that So it's like you can't just look at a label and say, oh, well, that's got, you know, no sugar in it, or that's got no fat in it, or that's got no whatever it is. Mm. It's like, how did that actually come about?
Yeah.
So
I remember talking to naturopaths about food, exactly to your point there, and they were saying you've got to eat the food in its entirety because that's how it was designed to be eaten.
Correct.
And even things like coffee, you know, if you're going to have a great cup of coffee, have it with the caffeine, have it, you know, exactly as it comes out of the bean. Don't start messing about with it and having all this kind of weedy decaf.
I agree.
So, you know, have alternatives if you want to have something, you know, herbal something.
I agree.
But,
my chamomile tea today.
Excellent. Well, it's a real pleasure to talk to you, and thank you very much for inspiring us.
Thank you so much.
And we will put all the details of Kyla's amazing book and fitness program, and deservedly, you can see why it has quite so many followers. That is about it for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm looking forward to having the pleasure of your company with us again next time. Do please subscribe so you never miss a single word. I've got some more spectacularly good guests lined up from the world of well-being to join me here in the months to come. You really won't want to miss out. Don't forget, you can head over to lizellewellbeing.com, sign up for the free weekly newsletter that will give you the lowdown on the latest news, some brand new recipe ideas, and so much more, as well, of course, as the fantastic podcast notes from everything that we've talked about and all the resources and places to go to find out more from today's show. So until next time, thank you so much for tuning in, and go well. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.